Surah Al-Isra, verses 94-100.
We would have certainly sent an angel from heaven as a prophet to them. So they said, why? How has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen a human as a prophet? Malaika is supposed to be sent to us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if the earth was inhabited by malaika, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have appointed an angel for them for guidance. But since the earth is inhabited by human beings, Allah has appointed human to be a messenger and a prophet. So despite all objections being answered and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam well established, they refused to believe. So the concluding remarks are being given and threats of the chastisement awaiting them in the hereafter feature in the next passage, ayah 96-99. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Now that they refuse to believe, despite all misconceptions about prophethood being responded to and all evidence established, tell them, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ. Allah suffices as a witness between you and me in this dispute. So I am His messenger, whether you believe it or not. However, if you disbelieve, you will face the consequences someday because إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. He is fully informed and ever watchful over his servants. He is aware of your opposition and he observes what you are doing. He will hold you accountable someday. وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. The reality is this, that those whom Allah guides, they are truly guided, and Allah guides those who want to be guided. As for those whom He leaves to stray, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُودِي. You will find no helper besides Him. So those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves to stray, nobody will help them besides Allah. So despite all the means of guidance being available, they cannot find the right path. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. And on the day of judgment, we will gather them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ, upon their faces. عُمْيًا, blind, وَبُكْمًا, dumb, وَصُمَّا, and deaf. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Then their abode shall be hell. And the intensity of its punishment would be such that كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Every time the fire abates, we will make it blazing for them again. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. That punishment is their recompense because they rejected our signs. كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. وَقَالُوا, and they said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا. When we are reduced to bones and even turned to dust, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Shall we really be raised up as a new creation from our graves? So they reject it. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قَادِرٌ. And do they not realize that Allah, who has created the heavens and the earth, is more able to create the likes of them for a second time? And if they feel this to be far-fetched because none of those who have passed on have ever risen from their graves, then they should know that this is because وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. They say, why has nobody stood up as yet from the grave? Then they should know that He has stipulated a time for that, which there is no doubt about, and He will do so when that time arrives. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But the disbelievers choose nothing other than rejecting the truth. Last ayah 100, tell them, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ. Tell them, even if the treasures of the mercy of your Lord were at your disposal. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ. Even if the treasures of the mercy of your Lord were at your disposal, and prophethood too is granted by the mercy of Allah, then too you would have withheld on account of the fear of spending. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures never decrease. No matter how much you spend from that, nothing ever reduces from that, despite all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dispenses from His treasure. And if these treasures of mercy were at the disposal of human beings, then too they would have withheld on account of the fear of spending. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا And human beings truly tend to be niggardly. Here it is said that rahmah, the mercy of Allah, refers to nubuwwah. They said, why has nubuwwah been given to him? Had it been given to rather to somebody more prominent from Makkah or Taif? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ Is it up to them to distribute and dispense the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in that context here, mercy means, if prophethood were at their disposal to dispense, they would have withheld it. Anyway, that's a matter of tafsir, which we will leave for now. Let us do the tilawah of this ruku, number 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وصما مأواهم جهنم كلما خبت زدناهم سعيرا ذلك جزاؤهم بأنهم كفروا بآياتنا وقالوا أإذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أإنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض قادر على أن يخلق مثلهم وجعل لهم أجلا لا ريب فيه فأبى الظالمون إلا كفورا قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان قتورا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة